We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis, Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Ayin Aleph Amad Beis, Amad Ula. Before we start the Gemara, we have to take a short Hakdama. That we know every carbon, including most Ashamites of Asham, are only brought on a Shoigeg. But there's an exception. Asham Shivcha Charufa is even amazing. Asham Shivcha Charufa is a Shivcha who's half a free person and half an Eved. She only, let's say she belonged to two shutvim, and one of them gave him a shikhar, the other one didn't. So there, she's like a half shifcha, a half ben chayrim, bas chayrim. And the halacha is she's allowed to marry Eved Ivri wife, because the Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a shifcha, allowed to marry a regular shifcha, a goyish shifcha. So therefore, she's in, and the case was she's engaged to a Eved Ivri. It's not really kedushin, because she's not a bas chayrim. And someone was not mazana with her. So halacha is, he has to bring a asham. It's called the asham shivcha charufa. Now this asham is brought, even if he's mezana b'mezid. Not only for sure, you give him mezid. Even if he's mezana b'mezid. And let's say you have a case where this there was an asham here, and this is by every asham, same question. Let's say you have a suffix if someone did avera, it's chayav asham. Usually, if you have a suffix, if someone was over a chatos, Issachatas, like Chel of Adam, so if he has a Safik, he brings something called the Asham Tali. What about if he has a Safik, if he did a Vera, like that's Chayva Asham, like Asham Elois, or Asham Shev Charuf even? So do you bring Asham Tali or not? It's like Rav Tafra and Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva says, yeah, you bring Asham Tali, and then later on you find out you bring Asham Elois. Rav Tafra says, what would be the point of that? Just bring an Asham now and say, make it tonight. If I did a Vadai, let this be the Asham Vadai. If not, this will be Asham Tali. But Rav Akiva holds not, because Rav Akiva holds that you have to know for sure you bring the Asham Vada, you have to have the idea, you have to know you did the Avera. It can't be a Safek. That's what like Rav Yechon, Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfin. So according to Rav Tarfin, you could bring an Asham without having the idea first. So the two facts we have to know about this Asham here, before we start, is that the Zaman Yama holds that Asham does not have to know for sure he did the Avera in order to bring the Asham. That's Rav Tarfin. And number two, there's an Asham that's brought out on a mezid. That's the two facts that we have to know before we start. So Amar Ula. Lamandi Amar Asham Vadi Loi Boi Yediyah V'tchila. According to Mandi Amar holds that a regular Asham does not need a Yediyah. Doesn't have to know he did the Avera before he brings the carbon, which is that's Rav Tarfin. The halacha is, V'baal Chomesh B'ilois B'Shivcha Charufa. If a person was mezana five times with the Shivcha Charufa, Ein Chayev Al Achas. He's only chayiv one asham. What's the pshat? So the case was that he did five bias, and he remembered in between. It was a case that was a shaygig. You don't have to be a shaygig, even a mezid. So you remembered in between that it was asher, and you still did it, and you forgot again, and you did it. So you only chayiv one. Now here is a case where you're not going to be chayiv five times, because even if you did it a mezid, you're not going to be chayiv five times. There's no din shaygig. So what's the shayla? The shayla is that here you had a yediyah in between. So maybe yediyah is like you brought a carbon. Just like we had before, Rabbi Yochanan, that after someone did, ate five zeisei chelev in one shot of forgetting, then he found that one at a time, he had a yediyah one at a time, you can't mechap on the other one. Why not? Because a yediyah is like a kapara, and it's only kapara for a thing you knew about, not a thing you don't know about. So yediyah has a chashivas. So maybe yediyah in between these five bias is like you already brought a kapara for it. So the Gemara is saying no. Fides man diyama holds you never need a yediyah for asham. You don't even need a yediyah. So then the yediyah doesn't play a role, and you only be chayiv one asham for the five bias that you did, even with yediyahs in between. That's what Ula says. Ula's going quote man diyama holds you don't need a yediyah. Therefore yediyah is not chashiv by asham. So even if you have five beers and you find that in between, the halacha is only chayav one. Mask of Rav Nuna, El Miata, you can tell me, take it so vite like this. El Miata, Baal v'chaza Baal v'vish carbon. He had two beers, makes them even be one, like the first one speaking out, Rashi. They could have been one. He made one beer or two beers, and it was mafish a carbon. And then, v'amam tinuli acha evel. And then, which actually means a shay gig, he again did a bia after he was mafresh a carbon. You can tell me that carbon you were mafresh already will work on the subsequent bia that happened after that frasha? You tell me that vayit, you tell me? Because you don't need the idea? Amalei, no. Ma'isadacha frasha ka'amriz, ma'isadacha frasha le'kamina. That much I'm not going to say. That a frasha of a shor is a stronger ma'isa. It's more like a kapara. And of course, it's pashut. If you did something after that hafrasha, there's no way that carbon will be mechapef. So that means, just to recap quickly, that means that ula that says that if you don't need a yadiyah, then even if you know, if you find that in between the bias that you're doing something wrong, it's still only chayv 105 because yadiyah doesn't play a role. That's only if it's yadiyah in between. But there's that hafrasha's carbon in between already, then even he will agree, you'll be chayv two different hashamais for this beyond shivcha charufa. Zok the Gemara Vayta, a different memra, which according to Rashi is not a machlokes on ula. Ki also Rav Dimi Oma Lamande Oma Oshem Vade by Yediyah B'Tchila. According to Rav Dimi, do need Yediyah. That means according to Rav Akiva, not like Rav Tarfin. It's going according to Vande Oma now. Baal Chomesh B'Ilas B'Charufa. Someone that had beer with Shavrufa 5 times, and he found that in between that he's doing something wrong. Chayiv Akol Achas Achas. Chayiv in each one. Why? Because Rav Dimi is saying if you need Yediyah. So yadiyah is a chalais, it means something. Yadiyah means something. And since in between the bias, he had a yadiyah, therefore that will separate the bias and make each one chayav its own asham. That's what Rav Dimi said by asham shev charufa, that if you have no in between that you did something wrong, the halacha will be that not halacha will be that you chayav a different asham according to Mandem who needs yadiyah. Amnei abaya. L'chayra, even according to Rav Kiva, who needs Yediyah by Asham, still, how could a Yediyah be a Mechalik? Hare Chatos, the being Yediyah B'Tchila, Chatos, the Vashon need Yediyah. The only way you can bring Chatos is a Pasuk, Oyhoida love Chatos, that's for sure. And still, Upligi Rav Yechon from Shimon Lakash, we had yesterday Mechalikas of Shimon Lakash and Rav Yechon on, if that's called, if Yediyah is enough to Mechalik the two Chatos, and it's Mechalikas of Yechon Shlakash. Ishtik. So Rav Dimi was quiet. He had a good kasha. He said that we said even by chatas like zero slakish. Amalei. So by himself will answer Rav Dimi's the kasha on Rav Dimi. Amalei. No. Dima ma'isadacha frasha ka'amrit. Maybe you mean it's a you don't mean a idea in between. Right? The ma'isadacha frasha ukrav nuna. Maybe you mean to say it's like this. According to my on the idea plays a role. So then a ma'isadacha frasha. Let's say you be after your mafresh carbon, then the loch is that separate ashamish. Like Ravuna said before. And there even Rosh Lakish we maskin. That means even though Rosh Lakish before, there's a tzad that even with hafrosha is not called the machalik, but if you do hafrosha before the maisa aveira, that for sure won't go on a subsequent maisa. Maisa happens after hafrosha. And therefore the zikha need a new asham for the second aveira that happened after the hafrosha. Amalei, so you answer in, yes. So, if he posts on the Gemara, Rashi says that it doesn't argue, that Rav Dimi doesn't argue on Ula, even though it could be, it sounds like a little bit of a machloikis, because it comes out that, even according to Man Adam Yediyah, you need to have a Maisadacha Afrasha. And it sounds like if you don't hold of Yediyah, then even a Maisadacha Afrasha won't be a Machalik. So, Tosfos really holds that it's machloikis, the two Shitas, Rav Dimi and Ula. Rashi doesn't say that. So, the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara is going to give like a recap for now. He also Ravin, Omar, Hakol Moedim Shiv Charufa. There's a case that everyone agrees, Rechon Aram Shlokosh from Shiv Charufa. Vakol Moedim Shiv Charufa. There's another case with Shiv Charufa that Rechon Aram Shlokosh also agree. Umachloikis Shiv Charufa. And it's Machloikis Shiv Charufa. And the Gemara explains each step. Hakol Moedim Shiv Charufa. The Enechai Vela Achas Kedula. They're both Moedim in certain case. If you're a certain man, the Omar. That by Shiv Charufa Lechayev 1, and that's going like Ula. What's the case? That if you're a Tarfin who holds that Oshim does not need Yediyah, then if you have Yediyah in between the 5 beers of Shiv Charufa, you only Chayev 1. And even if you're a Yechon and holds usually Yediyah as a Mechalek, here he will agree. Here he will agree that since this Rav Tarfin holds that Yediyah doesn't play a role by Oshim, he'll agree over here, it's only Chayev 1. That's what means Hal Kamayim Shiv Charufa. Both Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokosh will agree, even by Yediyah in between, Chayiv 1. Why? Because Asham doesn't need Yediyah. Val Kamayim Shiv Charufa, the Chayiv Kol Achas V'Achas. And there's a certain case that by Shiv Charufa, Moed that you Chayiv in everyone. Rav Nuna, like the Rav Nuna, which means that according to the man, the Omar, according to Rav Tarfin, even according to Rav Tarfin, Rav Nuno, even according to Rav Tarfin, the halacha will be is, if you make a hafrasha, so then, and then you do a maisa after hafrasha, you mean hafrasha carbon, and then you do hafrasha, and then you do a maisa avera after your hafrasha carbon, everyone will agree you'll bring another chatos. Because we said even Rosh Lakish will agree that if you do a maisa after the hafrasha carbon, after setting aside a carbon, the halacha will be, that's called a machalik, you bring another carbon, bring two hashamas. So what's the machalikis? Machalikis of harufa. According to the man, the Omar holds that Oshom Vadai needs a Yediyah B'Tchila. That means Rabbi Kiva holds a Yediyah Machlaikis. When it's only Yediyah, when it's not a Hafrasha, it'll be a Machlaikis, a Yerkar and Shlakish. That means that according to Rabbi Kiva holds that Yediyah plays a role. So then Yediyah in between the Bias, even without a Hafrasha, will make it Bichai five different Kavanas. According to Shlakish, that Yediyah never plays a role, even by Chatos doesn't play a role. There, even according to Rabbi Kiva, holds Yediyah is something by Asham. Here, you'll bring only one Asham. And according to Rosh Lakish, the only time you'll bring five Asham is only if it's a Hafrasha in between. Not enough if it's Yediyah, because Yediyah is not considered Kilu you brought the carbon. It's not Kilu you brought the carbon. Therefore, even though it's Chashav enough, because you need a Yediyah for Asham. But you see, by Chatos also, Yediyah is Chashav, still Rosh Lakish holds, not a Machalik. So the Varafira Shlakish, we add a Hafrasha, it's not called a Mechalik.